following program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR, National Public Radio.
From Boston, says you. A game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Carriage House on the Codman Estate in Lincoln, Massachusetts for Says You, our simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. Television host, encyclopedic intellect, Barry Nolan. Media maven, the Says You doyen, Francine Akbar. And radio legend, life of the party, moon for the misbegotten, Mr. Tony Khan. Yes. Captain tonight by...
Now, we will be led into battle by Barry.
By Barry. Barry will captain. To my left, team two, from CBS Boston, known to our young son as Auntie Paula, Miss Paula Lyons. Aww. Producer, performer, known to our young dog as... Get down, Otto. Get down. Arnie Reisman. And columnist, critic, known to our young fans across the country as the one with the million-dollar pipes, Miss Carolyn Faye Fox. I got an email yesterday using that exact terminology.
No.
Yes, you have a fan out there. Who's the captain over there?
Captain Paula here.
Captain Paula. Our game is played in five rounds. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab a pen and paper. Let's begin. Beth Scarlos. S-C-A-R-L-O-S-S. Scarlos. Beth Scarlos from Stanford, California. Listens to us on KQED San Francisco. Tonight, she contributes to the category we call What's the Difference? Oh. Thank you, Beth. Carolyn, yes. What's the difference between enervate, E-N-N-E-R-V-A-T-E, and innervate, I-N-N-E-R-V-A-T-E?
Well, to enervate is to, the first one is to become exhausted, depleted.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. It's an active verb. It is to deplete.
Yes, to deplete, exhaust. To exhaust.
Yep.
To innervate is to infuse with nerve.
You know something?
Is it the opposite?
Maybe
you're
it is.
Exactly
That's
right.
That's what it is. Very good. Okay, give
yeah. That's the... It's to communicate nervous energy to. Yes, it's to stimulate through the nerves. It's to innervate. Tony, help a lot of people out with this one. The difference between amend, A-M-E-N-D, and emend, E-M-E-N-D.
To emend, taking the second first, is to add to by way of improvement. To emend meaning to fix, in other words. To amend means to add on to already a completed or finished document of some kind.
You know something? That's very good. It's not exact, but that's a long way there. Amend with an A means to modify, to change. Emend means to edit.
Edit.
Yeah,
correct.
To fix.
That's what emend means. Very good.
All right.
Arnie, what's the difference between insure, I-N-S-U-R-E, insure, and ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E?
Ensure is the drink. No, insure is like insurance.
Ensure is to make sure
that something won't
happen.
You know, to ensure that the show is funny, write it carefully. But you can't insure the show for love or money.
How many points? Do I give her the full 10 for that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Boy, you got the audience with you tonight. Yes, insure means to guarantee against loss or harm. I-N means to guarantee against loss or harm. Ensure means to secure or guarantee. Yep. To ensure a good show, write one. Francine, what's the difference between venal and venial?
$25.
You've used that before.
I know. You've used it before and it worked.
It still worked, but I've heard you use it before.
Well, venial is a kind of a Catholic sin.
What kind of a Catholic sin?
It's the misdemeanor version of sin.
Ah, the misdemeanor version.
Yes.
Venial is very evil.
It can also be small, petty, venial. You know, a venial person can be a small, petty, mean spirit.
Yes. Evil, mean. Yes, that part's correct. And venial means pardonable. As a small sin. A venial sin. Give them 10 points.
Oh,
very good. Give them 10 points.
I'd like to acknowledge my mother-in-law for any knowledge I have of Catholicism.
Yeah.
Meager, though, that
And her
may
boyfriend
be.
For any knowledge of sin.
Paula, distinguish, please, between distinguish and differentiate.
Distinguish and differentiate. Distinguish is like something that makes something stand out, but differentiate is to actually separate into different categories, to differentiate, to say what makes them different.
Oh,
to
boy,
distinguish is when somebody stands out
this is
for
tough,
some reason.
But
differentiate is in relation. Whereas you can be distinguished without saying what you're distinguished from.
No, I think you're on the right road. Distinguish means to divide into parts or portions. It's differentiate that I'm going to have trouble with. In fact, I'm going to ask for help.
Differentiate,
the
then, it is...
Could it have to do with number, as in enumerate to differentiate? You have to be able to count them in order
Isn't
to differentiate?
It to differentiate among like things?
They say that differentiate means to make or render different. That
really?
It is an active verb meaning to make or render different. I have never heard this, but I want confirmation from the audience.
Well, one of the things that you can try and differentiate your vehicles from the enemies by putting red crosses on them.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you can try and distinguish your general by putting...
medals on them.
A big star on them.
Distinguish means to divide into parts or portions.
Really?
To divide or separate from something else. That's the distinguish. Differentiate is an active verb meaning to make or render different. Hmm.
So he distinguished himself by doing so well on the SATs means
set himself
apart by having a very high score.
So give us some points.
Give them 5 points for that. Because different.
Horrifactus sum.
My only question to those who booed is how much you pay for lunch? I'm just curious. just curious. Let me try a little something different here, Bear.
Okay.
What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
A swamp and a marsh. My guess is a swamp is wet all the time, and a marsh is wet according to the tide.
You know, that sounds just wonderful. It's not what I have.
All right.
But it really does sound great. You'll get points for that.
But a swamp is
just can't
permanently
like Louisiana.
Wet and partly underwater. And a marsh is swamp is fresh water, and a marsh has some salt in it.
You know, I really don't know the answer to this. This will be great. This will start a good
one. The audience person does.
Swamp
yes,
is
but,
a marshy
you know, he could
bracket.
Be wrong. I don't know. I've never seen this gentleman before in my life. I'm not going to take his word for it. I'm going to try Webster's. Any help?
Okay, a swamp has alligators.
A swamp has trees.
And trees.
And marsh does not have trees.
You know something, Arnie? That's exactly right.
What?
Arnie is exactly
what
right.
Is
a swamp is a wetland
with
tall,
trees.
Woody
yeah.
trees.
There are no trees in a marsh.
A marsh is a wetland with no trees, just shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
yeah.
that's comes right out of the dictionary. Yeah. Let's go on to round two, the first of the Says You bluffing rounds, played with a little musical help from our friends, the Dactyls. Paula, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one will have the actual definition. The other two will get blank cards. Those poor souls will have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot good enough to fool Barry's team. 10 points up for grabs to Barry if he can sniff out the truth, or to you, Paula, if they can't. A few seconds musically enhanced to come up with a definition for the word plunther. P-L-U-N-T-H-E-R, plunther. Gentlemen.
If you want to eat up hours of free time that otherwise could be spent ironing or changing the washers in the basement sink, why not check out our website at www.sayu.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. You can ask us questions, contribute questions, order books, CDs, tickets, or simply fall asleep with your cheek on the keyboard. Everything in good fun at www.sayu.org.
back, Charles. We've had a little time with the word plunther. We'll go first to Karen.
A plunther. Well, plunther is treasure to a pirate with a speech impairment.
Yes. I was afraid of this.
Yeah. Yes, well, no, to plunther is to make a soft percussive noise. Since the heart is a lonely plunther.
Plunther. I think she was more amused by that than almost anyone there.
Soft.
What did you say it was again?
To be resourceful. Make a soft percussive noise.
Make a soft percussive noise. Arnie?
A black and yellow spotted bobcat living in Australia.
Oh.
Or native to Australia. I'm sorry.
A black and white?
No, black and yellow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Spotted.
Excuse me. Black and yellow spotted. What is it?
Bobcat.
Bobcat.
Oobly oobly abob.
Bobcat.
B-O-B-B-C-H. Yeah, right.
Yes, thank you. Paula.
Yes.
Plunther.
I just want to tell you I hate this word.
Yeah, why?
I mean, it's about as graceful as a cudgel, you know, plunther.
Yeah.
It simply is a verb that means to plod along or flounder.
Flounder?
To plunther along.
It's not a
which
fish.
Which is it? Plod or flounder?
Plod along and flounder.
Plodding along haphazardly. Is what.
Okay.
To plod along a black and yellow spotted bobcat or a soft percussive noise, to make a soft percussive noise, like the wind that's blowing in the windows.
I think the only thing that's black and yellow spots in Australia is Vegemite.
Old Vegemite.
Old Vegemite.
Yes.
I think soft percussive noise.
The sound of the rain, the plunther, the rain plunther made on the tin roof.
You know, there's a term for rain, the plashing of the rain, so why couldn't there be the plunther of
to
the
differentiate.
Rain and thunder?
Yeah. Plashing and plunthering, yeah. I go with that.
Me too.
We could spend another half hour talking about
although
this.
Although Arnie had a very definitive tone.
Well, that's what worried me about Arnie. He insisted on native. Native,
you know,
Justin. Why should that
matter? If there were a black and yellow spotted bobcat in Australia, there'd be a soccer team named the Plunthers.
The Plunthers.
Also, they
you never heard of the Perth Plunthers?
Yes. I say let's go with the make a soft percussive noise.
Carolyn, they think that to plunther is to make a soft percussive noise.
They're full of thud and blunder, is
what my card says plunther. Please fake a definition.
Yeah.
As very well good. You did. Very good. Very 10 good. Points. First successful bluff in a while.
Look
there.
At that, Arnie. Very, very pulling himself up to his full height in front of the microphone.
It says, see lady on your left.
Plunther, plod. Flounder.
To plod and flounder is to plunther.
It's the plunther.
Very good. Let's go on to round three. But first, I want to thank our scorekeepers. Ruth Ann Callan is making a reappearance, and this time she brought her brother, 14-year-old Owen, to help us out. Thank you very much. People write in all the time saying, how can we get to be scorekeeper?
It helps if you're under 22.
Yes. Our scorekeepers are usually the youngest people in the audience. That's where we like to go. They're the most reliable, frankly. Ethan Bradford of Seattle, Washington, hears us Saturday mornings on KUOW. He writes, I work in computational linguistics.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, he hears us on his teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, seems old Ethan was working on some compound words, and some amusing false compounds showed up, like bandaging, band aging, which of course is what the Rolling Stones do. So from the clues provided, please give me the two words indicated and their compound. Let me give you a very hard example. A blatant banner brouhaha.
Flag, red flag.
Flag is right, banner.
Flag rant.
What were the clues again?
Banner brouhaha is flag rant.
Flag rant, I see.
And blatant is flagrant, although I will say we'll mix these up, so could go either way.
It could have been rant flag? What do you mean?
Carolyn, hotshot goofy footers rise to the top.
Okay, it has to do with surfing, right?
Rise to the top.
Surf cream.
Surf it.
Surf. It's surface. Not surf scum?
Surface.
Surface. Ah.
Surface.
Surfaces is exactly right. Hot shot goofy footers, surf aces, surf rise aces. To the top, surfaces. Get where we're going here?
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. Tony, try this one. Handlebars necessarily hurt. Handlebars necessarily hurt.
Something about... I was thinking mustache.
Mustache is correct.
Must ache mustache is exactly right. Handlebars, mustaches, necessarily hurt. Must ache. Very good. You're getting this one. Arnie, building a koi vestibule. K-O-I vestibule.
K-O-I.
Oh, goldfish.
Goldfish.
Building a koi vestibule.
Goldfish.
No, just fish.
Not goldfish.
Just fish. Fishin. Fish entry?
Bass? Entrance.
You're almost there.
Almost there? Bass? Basement! Basement!
No. The audience has got it. Any help from the other side?
You say entry is part of it?
Entry is...
I was thinking of hall.
Building a koi vestibule.
Well, I think we have to go to the audience.
Carpentry.
Carpentry is right. Building a koi vestibule. Is a carp entry.
They're from Seattle.
Yeah, they're in Brandon.
A carp entry. Ooh. Mm. They're up early and often here. Try this one. Oh, this is terrible, Francine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Looking over the Lima Hootenanny. Looking over the Lima Hootenanny.
Sing. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
Perusing. Perusing.
Perusing, yes. Yes. Applause for what I do not know, but
I always like these questions that begin with Francine and they get answered with a deep male voice.
Yeah.
Stop taking the shots. Yeah.
You know, if you're going to applaud for that stuff, they're just not going to try any harder. That's all. Perusing. Lima Hootenanny is a perusing. P-E-R-U sing. Perusing. Paula, I kind of like this. Dewy oxidation gives one pause. D-E-W-Y. Dewy oxidation gives one pause.
Tears.
Rust?
No. Dewy oxidation.
Dewy oxidation.
Dewy oxidation
gives one pause.
Okay, rust.
Ooh, just heard it in the audience.
Rust arrest.
That is correct.
Okay,
it's the
rust.
Dewy that you have to work with.
Dewy.
House arrest.
Moist rust. Wet rust.
Oops, sorry. That was an inadvertent bell. I think the other side sort of has this.
Damp rust.
No, that's a blank. You got rust. I'll go to the other side.
Rust.
Trust?
Go to the audience.
Any help from the audience? Mistrust is exactly right.
Mistrust.
Mistrust. Dewy oxidation gives one pause.
Mist.
And finally, Barry, buck population is going nowhere.
Buck population is going nowhere.
Buck population.
Buck population. Deer.
Well.
Deer.
We're getting there.
Heart.
Buck. Well,
Joyce has it in our audience.
Buck.
And we have it over here.
Buck.
No, the other side's got it.
Antler.
Yes, the audience has it now.
What did you say? What's the second part?
Buck population is going nowhere.
Nowhere.
The buck stops over here, I
say. Stag born.
Stag.
Stagnant. Stagnant.
Yes,
stagnation.
It's like orthodonture over here. It's a three-year process.
Stagnate.
Stagnation.
Stagnation.
Okay. The buck population is the stagnation is going nowhere. Stagnation. Give them five of the most excruciating points I've ever seen. And let's go on to round four, which is Barry's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word. Two will bluff. 10 points, Paula, if your team can find the rose among thorns. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word Whitwall. W-I-T hyphen W-A-L-L. Whitwall. Gentlemen?
From Vapor to Paper, Says You is now in print. Information about our first book, Says Us, Scripts and Quips from Says You, is available on our website at www.saysyou.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. And with the book, a CD featuring highlights from our early years. You can find out about the book, the CD, and upcoming show events, all at www.saysyou.org.
Thank you very much. Giving us a little time with the word Whitwall. We will go first to a very puzzled-looking Tony Khan.
Staining statues from Dover to Denmark. The Whitwall is the great European spotting woodpecker.
Spotting woodpecker.
Oh, I'm sorry, spotted woodpecker.
Spotted woodpecker, yes.
That's the great European spotted woodpecker.
The Whitwall. The Whitwall. The great European spotted woodpecker. Francine, Whitwall.
The Whitwall is a Australian bat. Not the kind that you play baseball with, but the kind that you scream about when you see it hanging witlessly on your wall. Upside down.
Yes. An Australian bat, a Whitwall.
A Whitwall.
Barry, Whitwall.
Continuing the Australian theme.
Yes, the Australian theme.
It's apparently an Australian bit of slang for the inability to write that appears in the famous Australian conundrum, does it really make a sound if no one is there when a kangaroo hits a Whitwall?
Inability to write, a writer's block, is you hit the Whitwall and...
And you're witless.
We have an
I'd like to thank my team for all their support on
this
one.
Yes, I know. Yeah. You know, before all this started, I wouldn't have given the spotted woodpecker a second thought, but now...
Making it look good, isn't it?
Now, inability to write, an Australian bat, or a spotted woodpecker.
Well, I think Australia cancels out Australia.
So you just think we're going to go with that European spotted woodpecker?
I think it is a spotted woodpecker.
You think it's a spotted woodpecker?
I think a Whitwall is a
what
bird.
Do you think,
with
Caroline?
Whitwall tires?
With Whitwall tires, yeah.
Yeah, I'll say it's a spotted woodpecker.
Okay, we'll go for that.
Sure.
They say, Tony, that the Whitwall is the European spotted woodpecker.
Why go on? They're right.
10 points. Very good.
Thanks,
I think, among other things, the bell is given out here. There's the 10 points. But the European spotted woodpecker. Very good. Let's go on to round five. Another foray into art on radio. For 5 points, please tell me who painted the following works of art. And for an additional five, please describe them.
Reenact it. Oh. Right.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Sleeping Gypsy.
Oh.
Sleeping Gypsy.
Is that Rousseau?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is your name Carolyn?
But she said it to me.
Oh, yes, I know. It's Rousseau. It's the Sleeping Gypsy. And it is the gypsy.
Reclining.
Horizontally.
Right.
Depicted. Yep.
In the bushes.
With
just lying there. Someone has stolen his violin.
With a musical instrument alongside.
No, actually.
No,
not a musical instrument.
He's just sleeping.
Animals.
Animals.
Yeah.
The tiger. Well, it's all
the lion. Or, yes, the tiger. The beast looking down on him.
Okay. Yeah, well, we
give
got
them,
that.
Give them 7 points for that. Right. It is a lion,
okay,
actually, looking
right
down at the sleeping figure in the barren moonlit landscape. Tony, the Gleaners.
The Gleaners?
Yes.
That's that classic picture of Aristotle contemplating the bust of Madonna.
Yes, it is, actually, yeah.
No, it's either, I believe it's either a Van Gogh or it's the French painter, one who inspired the painting by Van Gogh. I can't remember which one it is. Can you give me a hint?
It's the people out in the wheat field.
Yes, it is the people in the wheat field.
Picking up, it's a...
Gleaning. Sort
of, gleaning. It's a yellowish kind of...
wheat.
Yep.
Right.
Field,
so
yeah.
So it's the French, the guy who was just before the...
Care to take a shot at a name here?
I'm trying desperately for the name to come to mind.
No, it is not Van Gogh.
No, it's
with people. He wasn't so.
Oh,
much
what
with
was
people.
His name? He painted country scenes.
Yes,
a
he
lot.
Did. I think I have to go to
Pliny the Elder.
Yes. I think I have to go to the other side to break up this mental block.
Millet.
Millet is exactly right.
And they're picking up millet.
Yes, millet. Yeah.
Millet.
It's the three women millet with the white peasant caps bent forward collecting the harvest in the field as the gleaners. Arnie, the treachery of images.
Treachery of images? Is that Dolly?
Treachery of images. It must be Dolly, huh? Think it is? Is it Dolly?
I think it's the melting clocks, but that no.
No, that's persistence of memory.
Persistence
of memory.
Is it Dolly?
It is not Dolly. It's okay. The same genre.
So it's Magritte.
Magritte is exactly
the name
right.
Magritte, but what?
It is the pipe.
That's exactly right.
It says this is not a pipe.
This is not a pipe. Right.
René Magritte. It is a pipe with the French caption. This is not a pipe.
Yeah.
Francine.
Thanks for pulling that one out.
Las Meninas. M-E-N-I-N-A-S, Las Meninas. Oh.
Las Meninas. I well, think that is the Velázquez.
It is the Velázquez.
Painting of the royal family with a little dwarf sort of reflected in the mirror in the background, or somebody's, he's reflected in the mirror and the dwarfs are in the foreground.
Indeed, Velázquez is in the picture. Very good, Tony. 10 points.
Thank you, Tony.
Excellent. Paula, La Goulue. I hope I pronounced
what?
That right.
Oh.
G-O-U-L. U-E, La Goulue.
It's the Toulouse-Lautrec poster of the woman doing the can-can.
It is exactly the Toulouse-Lautrec poster. Right. Very
I,
good.
Well, I was
of the
just
Moulin
about
Rouge.
To say that.
Sorry, Paula.
It's the Moulin Rouge poster. Very good. And finally, Barry, and you're pretty much playing for pride here. Surrounded Islands, Biscayne Bay, Greater Miami, Florida.
Cristo.
Cristo is right.
Right. Francine knew that. And that is, islands, that is an actual, that was a happening where Cristo wrapped those things.
Pink
polystyrene.
No, actually it was fabric, but that's good enough for 10 points. Fuchsia fabric skirts are wrapped around islands in Biscayne Bay by Cristo. Very good. Giving you 10 points.
Biscayne Burrito.
Closing hard with 78 points, but just not enough to catch a red-hot team this week. Paula, congratulations. 82 points. That is all we have time for this week. Thanks to everybody here for being just a great audience. Thanks to our good friends and hosts at the Windy Society for the Preservation of New England Antiquities. Bob Lyons is my co-exec. Gary Mott is our associate producer. Oleart and Moore man the meters. My colleague with Quill and Query is Mr. Philip Salkind. Once every few weeks, we remind you that this show is best when we get your questions, when we get your comments, and most of all, when you show up. See you next week.
Says You is the co-creation of WGBH Radio and Pippin and Finch, Boston. Funding for Says You is provided by this and other NPR member stations and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, making grants to improve the health and health care of all Americans on the web at rwjf.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, investing in ideas, returning results. www.pewtrusts.com. The Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at www.wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.